real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Happy Tuesday morning, Junks listeners, wherever you are listening to the show. Thank you. It is much appreciated, whether it's in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. I got a Venmo from somebody a couple days ago that said he was listening to the show from New Zealand.
Wow.
So you had to be doing that with the Odyssey app. So
love that.
I mean, that has to be the furthest away that I've ever heard that somebody's listened to the Junks.
Would that make him a Kiwi?
Definitely. I think that makes you a Kiwi. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, you're an Aussie or you're a Kiwi?
Yeah, I think you're a Kiwi if you're from New Zealand.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever you're called, thank you. We appreciate you listening. From so far away. You got a three-man junk show today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up? Good morning to you. And Eric Pickle here as well.
Yep, no problem. I mean, the roads ain't great, but they're markedly better than yesterday. Just, you know, be careful. Obviously, there's ice in the lesser-traveled roads.
Yeah.
You know, a little more covered than the ones that get a lot of traffic. So, you know, kind of stay on the main roads. You'll be fine this morning. It sounds like most places are still closed. They were closed yesterday.
Well, the government and all the major school systems are closed again today.
But if you're a businessman and you want to, you know, open up your shop, your bodega, whatever you got. Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't do it.
I'll say yesterday, 99% or more of the people that I encountered driving were doing what they should have been doing. They were keeping their speeds down. They were, you know, like minding the rules of the road. They were giving ample following distance until I got halfway down New Hampshire Avenue. And of course, there are three, like, I think they were all like souped up Honda Accords with spoilers on the back.
Well, they were doing their little Cannonball Run business in the snow.
They were just like gunning their engines and intentionally fishtailing. And at one point, two of the cars were in front and the third car was in the back. And they blocked all of the traffic for about 30 seconds.
Wow.
Because, it wasn't the full three lanes available because at least one of them is snow covered. You didn't want to travel in that. So then they just sit there for 30 seconds holding up everybody. And then they peel out. And they're just treating it like their own personal, like, slick track go-kart track. And it's just like, I felt like an old man shaking my fist at the sky.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's just completely unnecessary. People are just trying to get to their destination. And it's taking you longer anyway. It took me, I think, an hour and 35 minutes to get home yesterday.
Wow, that's a long one.
Well, because I'm going 20 on M Street. I'm going 30 on the BW Parkway. I'm doing 30 on the Beltway.
Like, wow.
You can't do your normal speeds the way the roads were yesterday.
That's a long time.
That is a long commute. It took me about an hour.
About 45.
It's a long time, man.
I actually rolled the dice and took G-Dub Parkway. The problem was it was only open until Spout Run or whatever. Then you got to cut through and you end up taking 66.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a problem.
I'd rather drive home 5 hours than take the GW Deathway.
I don't know. I try to avoid that thing.
I mean, the BW Parkway was nothing great, but at least I'm used to it, and you're not boxed into like one lane with like all of your construction apparatus surrounding you.
I have to tell you, the district takes a lot of hits, and I'm a big guy to take shots at it.
Mm-hmm.
The roads of the district, I would say, were better than in Montgomery County.
Here's what I experienced. When I was on the Beltway, PG County... Nubs, Beltway's covered with snow.
You're kidding.
Then I crossed into Montgomery County.
It was great.
Pavement everywhere.
Really?
Yes.
What I experienced was, you know, I went home on Connecticut Avenue largely, basically the entire way. Connecticut Avenue, well traveled, as well as could be expected to be plowed. As soon as I got across, you know, Western Avenue or whatever, and I get into Montgomery County, it's just a slush pile.
Sure.
You know, they haven't done their due diligence.
Right.
I got to give props. I give props to the district.
Here's another reason why it took me like an hour 35 to get home yesterday. Passing Navy Yard, because the sidewalks aren't plowed, but the streets basically are. There are people just walking in the streets.
Yeah.
They're just walking. One guy's lugging like a carry-on suitcase down the street. Like,
yeah.
Well, you know what happened? I can't even go 20 there. I got to go like 10 miles an hour so I don't run this poor dude over.
So I put in my Waze, and I don't know if you guys ever do this, but on a day like today, I just put in, I don't know why, but I did it yesterday. I wanted to stay away from GW Parkway and even the Beltway and bridges and all that.
Yeah.
So I just said, avoid highways.
Yeah.
Right? And I knew I wanted to drive through the district. So I still had that setting in this morning, and I typed in 1015 Half Street.
Yeah.
It took me to 1015 Half Street Southwest.
Okay.
Which is just a couple blocks away.
Oh, I had no idea.
It's over there kind of like by the bus station or whatever, the police station.
Okay.
But I was just kind of scratching my head, and I was going,
"Yeah,
where am I?
Sure.
I know I'm but close.
Yeah.
I sense it.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a second to figure it out. By the way, I came up Main Avenue, which I rarely drive.
Yeah, I've done that before.
That's a pretty nice... There's a pretty nice little section of restaurants, and I never go there. It's like a Fogo de Chao, which whatever.
Is that where the wharf is, or is that different? Is
it's
that separate?
Kind of near, I think.
Okay.
You know, look, it's pitch black. I don't know. Yeah. But that's a nice little section. It's 8/10 of a mile from the station.
Main Avenue needs a PR person.
It needs a
it gets no love.
It gets no
it
love.
It doesn't get anything like Connecticut Avenue or New Hampshire. It gets zero love.
I was just kind of observing, and I was like, you know what? This is, I mean, listen, I'm sure you get mugged here in 2 seconds, but it's looked pretty nice.
I don't know. I've only driven through Main Avenue.
Some nice restaurants.
A handful of times or less.
The theater there I've never seen before.
I mean, we're big theater guys.
No, but it was just nice. It was a new theater.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
It looked bougie.
Yeah.
it's a good spot.
Yeah, it's not far from here at all. So, anyway, be careful out there. You know, again, I think we'll probably get about a 0.2 share today. Can't imagine too many people on the road.
Probably not. Hopefully those streaming numbers will lift us.
Yeah, let's hope.
Streaming numbers. Some streamers out there, hook us up. Take care of us.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to see. I told Drabby, I don't know if he handed out an outline, that I wanted to talk about my neighbor had a comment yesterday. And I know you guys will get a kick out of this. So, of course, as it's snowing, my wife is a busybody. Like, she just has to be busy.
Yeah.
She's not like me.
Right.
She
doesn't have chill mode?
I do not have to be busy.
Right.
I have the opposite gene.
Yeah.
I have the chill gene. And, she can't wait to go out there.
Opposites attract.
She can't wait to go out there and start shoveling.
Right.
And I'm always like, what are you doing? You know who's the greatest shoveler in the world? God. Wait for sun.
Well, that's going to be like a week. I mean, if you wait for this week, it's
you can make that argument.
Might snow even more this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, but it's going to be like 20s like
I know.
All week long.
I had this thing this morning, and as long as there's some sun out there, you're going to get some melt. But whatever. Do what's legally obligated. We have a sidewalk. Do that.
Sure.
But I don't need a pristine driveway like... It means nothing to me. It means zero to me. I don't mind just bowling over whatever snow we have. It means nothing. She, on the other hand, wants a nice, clean driveway.
Yeah.
And she can't wait to get out there, And she, it's actually, it's not even a point of contention because she knows I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I don't
She
care.
Doesn't even ask.
Yeah. She asked jokingly.
Right.
Right?
And, Eric, are you going to shovel?
And I said, crickets. I said, honey, I'm about to be 55 years old. I don't want to have a heart attack and die out there. And,
sure.
You know, yeah. So I could die doing this.
What was the excuse when you were 35, 20 years ago?
I don't know. I'm sure I had one. She said she came in after my youngest went out there and helped her. I just kind of peeked through the window every once in a while, see how they were doing.
Checking on the progress.
She said
very chivalrous of you.
Our neighbor, he came up to her. And listen. Nice guy. When we're gone, he handles our mail or something. You know, nice guy. But we don't have much interaction. Yeah. We're friendly neighbors too. We wave to each other.
Do you actually know his name?
I do.
Okay,
I do. But we're just neighbors to the point where sure.
You're acquaintances.
They walk the dog by the house. Say, hey, how you guys doing?
Right.
That's the extent.
Casual neighbors.
That's how I am with all my neighbors. Okay. But very nice neighbors. Mm-hmm. Never had an issue. Whatever. My wife's a little bit more friendly than me, obviously. So she keeps up probably with more people.
Yeah.
She probably knows more names, like the kids' names and stuff. I don't know that. He came up to her yesterday and he goes, you know, he said, I this time of year, I always wonder what kind of magic Eric has. And I want to tell him. I can tell you what kind of magic. He said, you're always out here shoveling. Mm-hmm. I've never seen him shovel.
He doesn't even know what a shovel is.
He goes, what kind of magic does he have? My wife would never do this. And she just said, you know what?
He makes a good point.
She said, you know what? He doesn't like to do it.
Yeah.
She says, I actually like to do it.
Dina actually likes shoveling?
She likes it.
Really? That's weird.
This is what she says. I'm not saying this for her. She said this. She said, my dad and I, we grew up shoveling the driveways.
Yeah.
And I like shoveling.
I mean, I do it. And thankfully, my kids and my wife, that everybody pitches in. But I don't like doing it.
No,
it's just something like you just need to get the driveway clear because you don't want the Amazon guy slipping on your driveway and cracking his head open. And all of a sudden,
you got some lawsuit or something.
You're liable.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to always be vulnerable to that.
Part of it.
I do my, you know, somebody in my house is going to do the sidewalks because I know you got to do that.
Sure.
Got
to keep them clear.
But, yeah, she said, yeah, I just like shoveling.
Man, that's like saying you like cutting your grass. I just disconnect.
And he literally, he's stunned.
At any point, do you feel shameful that that's how people in the neighborhood view you?
You know, it crosses my mind. But and then it just...
you just compartmentalize it and move on.
I mean, it's kind of a flex. I look
I
at it as a flex.
I know. You think your wife driving you around is a flex. You got a lot of things backwards.
To me, they're kind of flexes. Like, I got a driver. I got a shoveler. I mean, I don't know, man. She likes to do stuff.
Yeah, why deny her things that she likes?
You want me to deny her pleasure?
I find it hard to believe that shoveling brings anybody pleasure. But I guess, hey,
and listen,
different strokes for different folks.
I'll tell you this, too. Of course, I've shoveled some. But anytime I've shoveled, I end up with a sore back.
Of course.
Yeah, it's
brutal. You're not going to come out of it unscathed.
Yeah, you don't come out of there unscathed. It's a nightmare.
Got to pay a toll.
It's heavy.
I'm guessing she does a much more thorough job than you would do. Like, I would guess that Eric would shovel, and then there would be so much ice the next day.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't even get to the asphalt.
No way he follows up with salt afterwards.
No chance.
The night before, put salt down before. And she did.
By the way, this is no joke. I saw a guy like two blocks away when I was driving in. He was removing snow from his windshield with a boot. he wasn't using a scraper. He was using a boot.
I was doing that this morning. I don't have an ice thing, so I just took a shovel.
Okay, but that's like a tool. That's like a real like implement
and
a tool.
It was like a metal shovel. I was like, might be bad. Yeah,
it might pone your glass.
Pone
your glass.
Yeah, it could, right?
Did you guys see the Austin Eckler video?
No. I did, yes.
So some people were taken aback. Austin Eckler just lives in an apartment community.
Well, he's smart. He's renting. He's not buying. Yeah, I mean.
But he's been in L.A. for the last 7 years, and he said he hasn't seen snow.
Yeah.
And he went out there. He had nothing.
He had zippy.
Absolutely nothing. He's like, he was doing a little social media post. He's like, I don't really know what to do. Wish me luck.
Yeah.
I guess maybe he was going to use his arm.
I don't know what he's going to do.
This morning, too, because I kind of slept on the car freezing over.
Yeah.
And it took a good 15 minutes for my car to heat up to the point where my windshield wipers would move.
Sure. Yeah. Just go out there and start it cold.
Yeah, I kind of slept on it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But again, inevitably, after Dee and Kate did a wonderful job, they're shoveling. 4 hours later, I said, you guys realize it's all covered again.
Yeah.
It's all covered again.
Another two inches.
I'm
guessing they got the bulk of it, but
yeah. I mean, you can
see
the
driveway. Why you
got
to do it a few times because a woman can't lift 10 pounds of snow, but she can lift 5 pounds of snow, probably. So you got to do it a few times so you don't have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or you just drive over it like I do. I just put the car in reverse and I just drive over it.
Now, if you know it's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow, you can kind of get away with that. But it's going to be like
there's going to be some extended
cold for a week.
But you there will be some melting. You watch. That's not going to go away.
Very little.
There's
going to
be some melting when the sun comes out.
Not a lot. When it's 20 degrees outside, not a lot's melting.
All right. You're right. But it's a big difference when the sun comes out.
Okay.
We'll see. Anyway, that's what happened
so
in my house.
You think the ice melts when it's 27 degrees,
but
it's
sunny?
It's not cloudy?
I think when the sun's out, even if it's 27 degrees, there'll be a little bit of melt, especially when people are driving over it.
Well, that's because the streets have been treated. That's different.
Yeah.
But like on the sidewalks in your driveway, unless you're treating it, those blickies are going to stay there.
Well, I kind of did treat it. But we pre-treated.
Okay.
I had her go out there and put some of that stuff down before.
Now, do you give
Dee... It's called salt.
Do you give Dee, like, a back rub when she comes in or...
Do you have hot cocoa waiting for her?
It's kind of a running joke
buns.
In my family. I just tell her, great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Positive reinforcement.
It's kind of a, yeah.
Man. Here, I got some Swiss Miss for you.
Oh, hot chocolate after being outside in the cold. I haven't had it for a while, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know,
great
job. What? I did see in our pantry, we definitely have the mini marshmallows. Might have to have that. There's hot cocoa with marshmallows in it.
Who had marshmallows? They're just here?
I think my daughter was like baking something, and there's like a half bag of those little tiny marshmallows.
So you grabbed them?
Well, you know, I will grab them and stuff them in my hot cocoa later today. I'll act like I'm 6 years old.
I thought you brought them here.
No.
You brought them here. They'd last 10 seconds.
You'd vaporize them. I understand.
Vaporize them.
Yeah, they'd be gone.
Yeah. Without cocoa, just with fistfuls
right,
of like,
sure,
marshmallows.
Just fistfuls of sugar. Yeah. Pass the sugar.
Literally like bringing cocaine.
Yeah.
Who said pass the sugar? It's been so long.
JP, everybody knows that's Joe Hatcham, World Series
on,
Poker
man.
Main Event Champion from Down
and
Under.
And you remember we interviewed his brother. His brother wanted to go into business
what
with
year
us.
Did
yeah,
you...
I went to lunch with Brett and his brother.
Yeah.
Tony Hatcham,
maybe? What year did Joe Hatcham win the WSOP?
Nobody cares, Cakes.
2003, 2004. I know nobody cares. I get it.
Nobody cares.
I understand. All right, coming up later in today's show, Barry Zwerluga is going to join us coming up at 9:20. We'll talk Commanders playoffs and more with him. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, tell you how the Caps fared in Buffalo and more. We'll do that next.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Next here on The Fan. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll be joined by Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Talk about Black Monday and all the coaches that got let go. Talk about coaching rumor mill and more with him. And Barry Zwerluga from The Washington Post, Washington Post columnist, will join us at 9:25. But right now, let's get into the Junk's sports page. Get up to date on what happened last night.
So I guess we should start with the locals. The Washington Capitals were in action, and for the second time in the last three games, they end up in a shootout. They lose to the Sabres 4-3. Ovi kept off the score sheet, so you don't have to update the game tracker. He still needs 23 goals to pass Wayne Gretzky's all-time scoring record of 894.
Can I give you some observations?
Four times in six games.
I only watched starting in the third period, and they had a nice little comeback. I actually thought they were going to be able to steal it. I thought Lindgren played pretty well, actually. But, man, they steal the puck from Ovi all the time. They steal it from him all the time, like in the middle of the ice. I'm no hockey aficionado. I love him. I love it when he scores. I hope he plays till he's 100. But he is kind of a turnover machine, and we suck. It's shootouts. I know we've only had two. Well, unfortunately for them, I've watched both of them. We don't have a threat at the shootout. Ovi's embarrassing at the shootout at this point. Carlson, he's got nothing. We got, our guy's got nothing.
You saw a bad night. I think those guys can score.
They're terrible in shootouts.
It's a recency effect. I don't know where they rank in shootouts. I don't know.
Well, they've only played two.
Proficiency.
But I tweeted that last night and said, listen, I don't even know what I said, but it appears to me we stink at shootouts, and then 100 people agree with me.
It's so gimmicky, though.
It is a gimmick.
There's so few times they're going to go to a shootout where I don't even really give it a lot of credence.
It's fine, and maybe it'll factor in nothing because, you know, whatever. It's a point or two here and there. But it's just it's deflating to know when we go to shootout, we probably ain't going to win.
Last night, it's a gimmick when they don't allow it in the playoffs.
Right.
The playoffs don't have this gimmick.
Understood. I feel like it's like if I said something about the, you know, the Commanders, the HGTC crowd, cakes, they get all upset. He gets upset. We're not good at shootouts. I know I don't have a huge knowledge base. I watch it and I go, we got nothing. We got nothing.
It's more tilting to me to lose to a team like the Buffalo Sabres, who are at the bottom of their division.
That's another factor.
That's more tilting than any inefficiency to shootout.
You are onto something about Ovi and the turnovers against the Rangers this weekend. He had a comically bad one that led to a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, the turnaround
was
scored.
Bad.
That was off. I mean, that was like, you sit on the bench, don't ever get off again type of turnover. And then he did it again last night, and he actually stole it back and almost scored.
Yeah, but they almost scored on him.
Yes.
Yeah, believe me. Yeah. I saw it a couple times. And they just catch him from behind all the time now.
What is, I mean,
he's a finisher.
He's old. I know what he is.
He hasn't done that. Listen, he hasn't done
but
that
can I
you.
Criticize the guy or no? Not allowed to criticize the guy. I'm telling you, he's a turnover machine in the middle of the ice. Is he an incredible scorer, the greatest goal scorer of all time? Sure. But there are definitely some flaws in there that are being exploited more and more as he ages. That's all. It's not even a criticism. I'm just, you know, you watch it and you go, ooh. Keeps turning it over. Because I'm waiting for him to score, too. I want Cakes to come in here and change the number.
Sure.
I want
to click that number over every single day.
I'm not a hater. I'm a lover. I think Ovi's maybe the greatest athlete we've ever had in town.
Oh,
maybe ever.
There's no maybe. He is the greatest athlete that will ever play any sport in this town.
I think that's probably true.
For eternity.
I think that's probably true. I'm pro Ovi. But you got to admit that, you know.
Though Jaden's pretty good.
First year's pretty good. Where are you coming from, Cakes?
I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to reach Ovi status in his sport, but year one is pretty damn good.
You just disrespect Walter Johnson.
Walter Johnson. I know the name. I don't know
he's
much.
Got like 500
of,
wins. Honest,
I don't know much of his exploits.
Yeah. I mean, he played in the 10s, maybe.
Did he play in black and white?
Yes.
Okay, he played in black and white. I kind of disrespect those guys.
Yeah, I can't.
Hello, Walter Johnson. He was throwing the ball against cobblers, blacksmiths. Okay, guys who were like taxi drivers.
417 wins, Cakes.
Okay, whatever.
Big train. You sleep on big train.
I do sleep on him.
Anyway.
I know he's not Ovi. I know that.
I love the Caps. I love it. But I'm a casual observer, especially in the regular season. And that's just my observation.
Hey, bright side from last night, even though they took an L, they did get a point. Willie scores two more goals. And this guy's having a breakout campaign. Protas scores again. He has 18 goals on the season, just one behind Ovi.
Yeah.
And look, they still have the most points in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Number one seed.
There's no panic here.
No, I'm not suggesting you panic. Just making observations.
So some NFL news yesterday. A lot of coaching news. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, that a couple jobs opened up.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars fired Peterson after a couple of seasons.
Isn't it amazing that Doug Peterson clearly can coach?
Mm-hmm.
He's been coach of the year.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl
with Nick Foles.
I mean, but, you know, you have a couple bad years, man. You just consider garbage.
Yep. And the weird part about him getting fired is, I guess, Shad Khan, who's the owner, I guess he loves Trent Baalke, who's the general manager, who's about to hire his third head coach. Like, it sounds like Baalke being there is a roadblock for them getting a real high-profile head coach. Yet Khan is stubborn.
Maybe not. I mean, they hired Urban Meyer just a couple seasons ago.
Okay. I mean,
that's a pretty high-profile coach.
How'd that turn out?
Well, that's not because of Baalke. Urban Meyer turned out
was
a buffoon.
Doug Peterson, Super Bowl-winning coach that was highly thought of.
I guess.
I'm not buying your theory, Cakes.
I'm just regurgitating something.
I'm sorry. I was reading something online.
He believes Trent Baalke's keeping high-profile coaches from coming to Jacksonville, and I'm like, Urban Meyer seemed pretty high-profile. Doug Peterson at the time was high-profile.
Like Doug Peterson is Bill Belichick.
It's not an obscure guy like, you know, when David Culley was hired.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know who the favorite to get the Jags job is?
I mean, I've heard Ben Johnson's name thrown around.
That's pretty high profile.
So Ben Johnson, it's interesting. His name, of course, is being thrown about everywhere. The Patriots are one of those teams. Like, immediately everybody thinks Patriots, they're going to hire Mike Vrabel.
Right.
Right? Drab came in here during the break and was like, well, what about Brian Flores, who's done a great job as defensive coordinator for the Vikings? He has a history with the Patriots, too. But Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network said Vrabel, not a shoe-in. The Patriots plan to conduct a real search, and one candidate who's agreed to interview with them is Ben Johnson.
Glasses.
Oh, it's the wrong one.
Ben Johnson, I mean, I'm sure he'll be good. His personality just stinks.
I was a good candidate.
I don't know if I'd hire him, but he's definitely one of the hot guys. I think it's
our
amazing.
Our friend Diana Rossini tweeted, if you're trying to predict where the top coaches will land, look no further than the teams with quarterback who have the potential to win big. I asked three general managers where they thought Drake May would land if he were in this upcoming draft. All three said number one overall.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe the appeal is you work with Drake May.
I believe Diana Russini, you know, in that same vein, asked all these questions where Sanders and was it Cam Ward, is that the other quarterback, yeah, where they would land. And they all said basically after Knicks. If they were drafted this year.
Right.
So after all those guys, not just Drake May.
Yeah.
All those guys.
I think if Drake May gets another one or two decent wideouts around him, I mean, I think the Patriots have decent number of cap space. Like, he's going to be pretty good. Yeah. I mean, he showed some nice flashes as
again,
a rookie.
I got to get the back padding machine out. I jocked all the quarterbacks. I was vociferous. And the main guy that attacked me the most is not here.
Did you jock Michael Penix?
I said all these guys in the first round, I think, are going to hit. And I said it several times.
Time will tell. It's a little early. We've seen two starts of Penix. Haven't seen J.J. McCarthy yet.
Okay. Maybe one of them busts.
But
I think it's been already, it's pretty much, this is a pretty good crew. We can already say it's a pretty good crop. Your boy was on
it. I think Kevin O'Connell's a magician. I think McCarthy will just step right into Sam Darnold's role and have similar results as he'll be a second-year player. But
I think
in his
he probably will
starter.
Do pretty well because he's got a quarterback guru.
Yeah, I don't know. You might roll back Sam Darnold.
Possibly.
I would find it hard to just hand the keys over to a guy who's had no starts when Sam Darnold had such a great year.
If I'm O'Connell and I'm confident in my system, and I mean, there's a reason they drafted him so high, I wouldn't be that hesitant.
They kind of can't go wrong either way, right? Because they could trade McCarthy and stick with Darnold because he obviously succeeds in their system.
Yeah.
And they could get something for McCarthy maybe. I don't know.
A couple other things to mention. So Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, apparently is getting interest from the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, Bears want to interview him.
Bears have reached out. Now, I don't know that the Cowboys have given them permission to talk.
I don't know that they have to. He's out of contract, right?
Well, he can't.
What am I supposed to say?
They still hold exclusive negotiating rights for another week. So through January 14th, they couldn't talk to him.
You should love, EB, by the way, that Jerry Jones, when people ask him, you know, are you going to hire a general manager? He's like, well, I'm the general manager. Kind of why I bought the team.
Yeah.
He's going to be the general manager for life in Dallas.
Yeah.
You love that.
Why do I love that?
I mean, has Dallas done anything in the last 30 years?
Right. From afar, sure.
Yeah, I mean, you love that.
Yeah. I don't mind that. I don't mind the Giants keeping Dable and Shane or whatever his name is.
Commanders have a legit general manager in Adam Peters.
Oh, yeah.
Running the front office.
Very comfortable where we stand.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill says he wants out of Miami, which I find weird. I thought he's had a couple good seasons and like Tua. But he wants out, and teams are making a pitch. Micah Parsons made his pitch on X.
What did he say?
Said, Cheetah, we could be the fastest duo in the league. We also don't have state income taxes.
Well, neither does Florida.
Okay, so he's making a pitch them to play together elsewhere, but to play together in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So why are people telling me that they think DQ and Peters are going to get somehow wrangle Parsons from the Cowboys?
I don't know. Because here's why. They're probably grasping.
I mean, not seen that too? My timeline has been a little littered with that, with people suggesting that DQ and AP are going to go out and get
Parsons. Just because they dapped each other up after the game this
past
weekend?
No, this happened before that. It happened before that. I don't understand.
Last thing I wanted to mention, I saw this story about Bill Belichick. He's now on Twitter, and he's out recruiting. And there was a 4-star edge rusher that he recruited who actually talked about what it was like to meet with Belichick. His name is Xavion Griffin Haynes in North Carolina, edge rusher. And he said, Belichick was telling me stuff coaches never told me, showing me stuff about my game and just telling me stuff about the NFL and the programs come up. So maybe he's going to be able to use that angle and get really good recruits.
Well, you better have a big bag of money with him, too.
That's true.
He can tell all the stories he wants, but these kids, they want to get paid.
They do.
As they should.
But kids might take a discount if Belichick says, listen, I can develop you into a pro.
Maybe a slight discount, but I think a lot of these kids are chasing the biggest bag of money they can find.
Yeah, I agree with that. I wouldn't bet against Bill. Now, I'm not saying North Carolina's going to win a national title. I don't see that. But I think he'll elevate that program. I don't think he'll go there and be like 4-12 every year.
Would you be stunned if they made the college football playoff next year?
Well, how many teams 12 are in teams? The playoff? I mean, next year, maybe, yeah, I would be stunned in 1 year. But maybe I wouldn't be stunned in 3 years. You know, to have like a top 12 program-ish might be possible. I don't think it's out of the realm. I think he can sell. All he got to do is walk in there with all those rings and go, I'm running an NFL program. You guys want to play in the NFL? I know how to get you there.
Yep. And then you got to get sells. I mean, all these top teams get transfer quarterbacks. It's not like he's just getting a silly transfer quarterback.
It's not like he's coaching in, no disrespect, but like Boise State, you know, or like where kids don't even know where that is. And it's a freaking Chapel
Hill. Kind of worked out for Boise. Yeah.
I understand, but I'm just saying, still, it's like a weird spot. I mean, I don't know.
I don't think North Carolina's done much of anything in the portal. I've been watching it.
Yeah.
I mean, they brought it, you know, a couple. Listen, they're not, no big-name quarterback, nothing like that.
Well, nobody's I don't think they're going to have any immediate turnaround.
Yeah, no, next year would be stunning if they
were.
That'd
be stunning. But maybe 3 years from now, that would be, obviously, that's where we'll know where they stand.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk more NFL, more Black Monday coach firings and movement with Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. It's coming up at 7.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
And I am.
Gentle reminder, you can join your fave hosts from 106.7 The Fan for a special live show. It's going to be us, the Junks, B. Mitch and Finley, and Grant and Danny. We're going to be at the Tally Ho Theater Friday, January 31st in Leesburg. We've done events there before. It's always a great time. Tickets are on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. So put that on your calendars. Friday, January 31. We will see you there. I know a lot of the front row or first two rows of seats have sold out, so there's still general admission left. So go get your tickets before they're gone.
Front row is opposite where I'll be sitting when I go to UFC next week.
Okay, you're going to UFC in what venue?
LA at the Intuit Dome? Wait, the Intuit Center? Whatever it's called? Intuit the new Ballmer spot?
Intuit Dome.
Dome.
I take seriously the names of arenas and stadiums. It's okay. Intuit Dome. It's not Intuit Arena. It's very high-tech, state-of-the-art.
Yeah.
So give us an update once you get back from your cheap seats.
Cheap seats?
Oh, hold on. The high seats. I'm guessing they're not
they're
cheap.
High seats. I think I paid.
So you're going with Dylan. I'm going to guess two tickets you bought?
Two tickets.
Did you buy them on the aftermarket, or is it just like through UFC.com? Has to be an aftermarket ticket.
I think
it was
on one of the ticket sites that we promote. Okay. I don't need to be specific.
All right, so two tickets. I'm going to write down my number here for the cameras on Monumental. You paid $1,200 for two tickets.
Close. I paid
$1,400. Should be a good time, though. Should be fun bonding experience. Go see
and we get to stay for free at Kelsey's. So I save on hotel.
Now, does she have more than one bedroom, or are you guys going to be snuggling on a couch together?
Couch. No, she's a small apartment. Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out.
Does she have the old Nubs pull-out couch with the springs, and you're going to wake up the next
day? Not even sure.
Those are usually brutal.
Maybe we can kick her to the couch. She has like a queen-size bed, and the two boys stay on the queen-size bed. I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Let me ask you, this is an important question. Who pays the rent at this facility? Is it you or is it Kelsey?
She does.
She does. Okay. All right. So if I was just going to say, if you're free rolling her, you should roll in there and say,
Kick her out?
Yeah. Well, not kick her out, but just say,
We're getting the bed.
Yeah. We're getting the bed because I'm stroking the check for this place.
Right.
But that's not the case.
But anyway, not the front row.
No.
It'll probably be close to the last row.
Most likely. Yeah.
I want to say we're sitting in the section that they call the wall. Now, I know for the Clippers games, that was like a big deal to be part of the wall.
If you're on the wall, like if you show up, say you're a Suns fan, and you show up wearing a Bradley Beal jersey, you wasted $250 on Bradley Beal Suns jersey, they wouldn't let you sit on the wall. You'd have to sit elsewhere in the dome.
Oh, is that true?
Yes. Mm. They're trying to make it more like a collegiate,
by the way,
crazy atmosphere.
Is Beal just a joke? Does he ever play? Like, what's his story now?
He's become irrelevant in the NBA. He had a good night last night. I think he scored 25, but he's coming off the bench now. They recently moved him to the bench.
Will Dawkins, golf clap for moving that contract.
I mean, God bless him. I mean, he got paid. Sir. What does he care?
I mean, he's on a team with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, so they're going to be the top scorers.
He doesn't have one care in the world.
He doesn't care.
Look, he's a human being, so of course, you know, like
he has an ego.
Well, but cares in the world, he's going to have some of those because he's got family. He's got people who are aging who are going to, you know, pass.
Personal care.
Stuff like that, but Yeah, but any other sort of cares?
Professional care.
He doesn't have one.
Doesn't have a professional care in the world.
Doesn't have a single financial worry, yeah. I wouldn't think.
He's averaging 18 points a game. But
it's actually not horrible.
No, no. He's but like I said, he's the third banana there.
Yeah.
He was the top dog here. He's the third banana there.
Yeah, but he probably knew that. As soon as you're going to be on with those guys.
Yep.
Right? There's no way he could have expected to be the guy.
Not over Kevin Durant and Devin Booker.
Yeah. Oh, all right, so he's actually having a little more impact.
He wakes up every day in the desert and just stares at this crazy paycheck. It says, oh, I can't believe my good fortune.
You know who people sleep on? Chris Paul, who they traded him for, who was a Wizard for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The Spurs are a 500 team with a 40-year-old Chris Paul. No matter where he goes, he makes his teams competitive.
Right. Mm.
He's 40 years old or whatever he is.
It's a great player.
He got traded for, they couldn't wait to get rid of him in Phoenix because they didn't win. They needed to take it one more shot. They trade him for Bradley Beal, who sucks, who's 10 years younger than Chris Paul.
Did Chris Paul ever don a Wizards jersey?
No.
He was just like,
in name,
like theoretically with the team for a bit and then just
I think we've had a couple guys
elsewhere.
Like that. I think did we have?
Mike Bibby?
I was going to say Mike Bibby.
I think he actually
he played one game.
He played one or two
I think
games
he played
in,
one
in a
game
Wizards
and
uniform.
And then they shipped him out.
Is he still cartoonishly big?
Yeah.
Mike Bibby?
Yeah.
All jacked
dude,
up?
Dude, I've seen him in person. Like 2-3 years
ago. He looks like
ago.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, his head is enormous.
Right.
His shoulders are enormous.
Yeah.
His chest is enormous.
He's probably doing 3-hour workouts and maybe has some outside help.
Oh, he's kicks. Definitely got
yeah.
I
definitely
will Venmo you
$20.
$20?
That's a big payment.
If you can name the guy who is the interim head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. He's talking about the Spurs.
That's coaching them right now?
Yes. So Greg Popovich had a stroke.
I could.
You were about to say Greg Popovich.
No, no. I knew that Popovich is dealing with health issues. You could sit me in a room and say, you can get out of this room if you can name this person.
I'll let
asking.
You look at the picture, too.
Okay.
Is it somebody?
It might
that he
be
knows?
A risk.
Is he somebody they heard of?
I don't.
Hold on.
There's no way.
Look, is the $20 still at play?
Sure, $20.
All right, hold on.
Don't start reading
no,
the
I'm
name
not, I'm
underneath.
Not. I'm looking at his face. He, you know what he looks like? You know who would play this guy in a movie if there were ever about Terrence Howard?
It's teeny.
So he has a ROM, is what you're saying?
Yeah, he's got a ROM.
See, I'm just waiting for the
I know.
I'm waiting for the Jonah
some
to come
would say
here.
A cakes,
so I have to
preemptively.
I have
yeah.
to cut.
Oh, I need
off
to,
at the
I need
pass.
To give you a ROM nugget from about a month ago.
Okay. By the way, who is this random person?
Mitch Johnson played college basketball at Stanford.
I'm
there was
sure.
no way you were going to
sure
name
I'm sure I would get that.
So we had a swim meet about a month ago, a mile from where ROM is. And so we ended up getting together. Isabella played with his daughter, and it was a fine time. But he wanted to play ping pong. He didn't have socks on. He can't put his socks on physically anymore, so he had to get Marina. I've never seen anything like this. He laid on his bed, his
Roll
legs
back.
Up.
Rami Bear, I can't believe the physical state you're in. I must put on your socks.
He had
for
to
you.
Lay on his back with his legs up.
I gotta tell you, putting the socks on for me is hard. I'm not that flexible. I mean, I could do it.
Yeah.
But, I sometimes do the trick where I lean back a little bit and get a little help.
So he needs his wife to put on his socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but you
bad.
Know what? You know what? She put his socks on, and then he waxed you in ping pong.
I know that.
Yeah, I was closer the second time.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Guys, got some good spin.
He's like a ping pong savant.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing.
Freaking weirdo.
To lose to him.
Yeah. Well,
he claims Ronformation 2025 is underway.
Has he been sending you pictures,
yes,
too?
Yes, he sent me a picture of him being in the empty gym, I think, yesterday morning.
I think
morning.
He's been there 5 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Hey, right. Quit smoking.
What? Which I honestly thought he would never quit smoking.
I saw
ever.
A picture online of a longtime
he
listener
still has
of the
a
show.
Million other vices, but.
I guess it was on Facebook. FUBU Earl?
Yeah, oh, I saw him. He was at
He
the-
looked.
I saw him at MGM.
Ripped.
I saw him at MGM.
So he's been getting at it after it for a while.
I didn't know if he looked ripped. He was wearing a sweatshirt. I just saw yeah. him playing craps.
The last time,
nobody looked a lot thinner.
I saw. We yes. might have seen him together because that's the last place I saw him too. Or maybe he's just a big craps degenerate.
He might have just been posting up there because I think I was with Lurch.
Yeah.
When I saw him. We were just going in. Lurch was cashing out his losers. After I saved him from the table.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't always win when you go to the casino, EB. You know that.
Right.
Or the casino, as Marina would call it. Coming up next, we'll talk NFL with Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. And later in the show, Bears Verluga, Washington Post columnist. He will join us at 9:25. We'll talk Commanders Bucks playoff matchup with Barry.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it is refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.